Hey, folks. I'm told that we got some folks who want to ask some questions and get some comments, I guess. But
what
so
does this mean,
we'll just let them shoot. Well, it means a great deal for Egan. You know, over 30 years ago, Thompson or West Publishing came out to a then very young Egan, and I think really changed the city for a long time. And I look at this development as pretty similar to that. It's a landmark development. I think it will guide Northeast Egan through a complete revitalization, and it's really important to our larger community as well. Very excited about it.
Kevin,
I swear I am.
Kevin, Winter Park has been home for the Vikings for a long time. Talk to us about how this will be an upgrade for you guys.
You know, anytime you get an opportunity to start something fresh, I mean, Egan is such a beautiful community. I mean, look at this night, how special it is. The air is clean. The people are great. The topography is beautiful. And it's a forward-thinking city. So anytime you get an opportunity to start something fresh, it really is special. We're very grateful to the people in Eden Prairie. That's been our home for many years and will be our home for the next couple years. But to be able to build something this unique, this will become an international destination with our headquarters, our practice facility, potential mixed-use development, housing, hotels, conference centers, all of those different things. So it really is special to be able to develop a program with such great partners that will bring people from all around the world to our Vikings headquarters.
Opening a new stadium and now a new practice facility and headquarters, the Vikings are busy with new facilities.
Well, I know one thing that the Wolf family has always stressed is that we really are standard bearers to the Vikings franchise. And so what we're trying to do is really give so much back to this community. We're so grateful to the citizens of this great state of Minnesota, and it's to be in a position to be able to pull all of our constituents around the state of Minnesota and to focus the attention on Egan and to build something that's world class. I mean, you can look at U.S. Bank Stadium, how that's turned out, and so you can imagine having 200 acres to be able to do very special things and the impact it'll have on young kids. I mean, you think of all of the different opportunities with the NFL Play 60 program, but to create an environment where we not only can just build our franchise, build our brand, give our players and coaches and our staff a great place to work, but to be able to give back to the community. And this is really what it's all about. I mean, we are a community asset. We love the state of Minnesota. Fortunately, we got fantastic owners who have supported us financially and empowered us to do great things. And I think this is just another testament that the Minnesota Vikings are special to this state, and it's another way for us to say thank you to all of the people here in the state of Minnesota.
Mayor, can you hit on the multitude of impacts this development can make through the integrated opportunities for live, work, play, and the Vikings' role as
Well, yeah, you know, Kevin referenced that we're a progressive city, I think, and we've just recently gone through a community-wide visioning where we've talked about what do people want to see in this community, because you know we really developed 20, 30 years ago, and you know, one of the opportunities that this entire site brings really is an almost blank canvas to work out some of the recommendations of our Egan Forward movement. And look at bringing some more integrated mixed uses and entertainment destinations. You know, one of the concerns that the people in this suburb and others have is that, you know, too often they have to go into the Twin Cities to get an experience, something like that. And so this is an opportunity for us to have a blank slate and to look at portions of our community and be able to fill them in with things that will keep our citizens here in the community and will allow them to live, work, and play closer to home. In the same place, and maybe not have to use the car quite so often. Although, you know, we certainly encourage people who move into Northeast Egan to jump in the car and drive to the rest of the city.
Has there been any speculation yet on the number of short and long-term jobs that might be created?
You know, there's been some speculation on it, I think. I don't recall the numbers offhand. But, you know, a lot of those jobs will come down. They'll be the construction jobs first as the development goes up, and that'll be over the phasing of the project as well. I think long-term, you look at the jobs that are on the Vikings campus as a starter, and those are significant. It's not just all football players and coaches. It's camera people. It's media folks. It's back office people. It's the whole administration. And then on top of that, you have whoever the users are who come into a lot of the corporate and the office spaces that are going to be in there, the community center or the hotels and things like that. So I think those numbers are somewhere in about the 2,000 long-term jobs, but I don't have them off the top of my head.
Kevin, this likely means the end of Mankato camp. Can we assume that? I mean, in the future, we'll be doing camps here in Eagan?
I mean, again, one thing I think you've noticed about us, we're very methodical in our thought process, and because we love this state, we're going to do what's right for this state. And we'll start talking through what's the best way to handle training camp down the road, but no decisions have been made right now. Mankato has been a phenomenal partner for over 50 years, and we continually look forward to them to be a partner. And so at the appropriate time, we'll address those various items, but we're just so elated and so ecstatic to have a new partner here with our friends in Eagan. And I'll say this for the record, they have been absolutely professional. They've handled themselves with style, with grace, and they're extremely bright and creative. So it's just a pleasure to stand here before you today, and I'm just so excited to think about all of our people at the Vikings, all of our consultants, to be able to get in the room with the people at the city of Eagan and all the various ideas that we'll come up with. And we'll look back and we'll look at today as really the first day of a lasting legacy. I mean, for us to come together, and our young kids coming along, they need to see people be able to work together. There's so many issues going on in society now that are negative, but to be able to come together to say that we care about you, we care about the young kids, and we're going to develop a world-class environment here to make every person who's associated with the state of Minnesota very proud. It'll attract great talent, it'll help our business base, it'll help our community base, and we'll look back on this day and we'll all be very proud that having the Minnesota Vikings and the city of Eagan come together to develop a relationship really changed the trajectory of this state. So we're happy to be here. We're happy to have a brand new partner.